Good evening, everybody. You're tuned to 103.2 Dublin City FM, and this is Europe Today with your presenter for this week, John Byrne. Coming up on the programme, we'll have a rundown on some of the stories of European interest that have made the headlines here in Ireland. We'll be hearing from some of our MEPs about what's happening in Brussels. We'll have a recent statement from European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen on protecting Europeans against online fraud during the coronavirus crisis. And we'll have some great music from Greece and Germany for your enjoyment as well. So stay tuned to us here on 103.2 Dublin City FM for the next half an hour on your programme Europe Today. The European Commission has relaxed its state aid rules under which governments provide funding to businesses. The Commission is advancing a payment of €30 million to Ireland in structural funds to deal with the COVID-19 crisis. The money is being used to ensure that healthcare products are distributed to the appropriate centres as quickly as possible. Gerry Keighley, who heads up the EU representation in Ireland, says the money will assist health-related small and medium-sized businesses that are struggling because of difficulties caused by the virus.
The Commission has decided to advance €30 million in the case of Ireland of structural funds, which can be used for healthcare in dealing with the coronavirus to help out small and medium-sized enterprises who might be suffering from some short-term financial shocks because of the virus.
The number of deaths from tuberculosis continues to decline in the European Union. Close on 3,700 people are dying from the respiratory disease every year, according to new figures from Eurostat released recently, World TB Day. Over half of those who are dying from tuberculosis are people aged 65 and older. Grace Bolton of the European Commission Office in Dublin says the rate of TB deaths in Ireland is below the EU average.
The latest Eurostat figures on tuberculosis reveal that 8 citizens per million die from this condition. Ireland is below the EU average with 6 deaths per million from tuberculosis. The highest rate is recorded in Lithuania and Romania with 60 and 50 deaths per million, and the lowest rates are recorded in the Netherlands and Sweden with 2 deaths per million inhabitants.
The proportion of Ireland's population aged over 65 is among the lowest in the EU. New figures from Eurostat show that 13.2% of our citizens are aged over 65. The EU average is 19.2%. According to Grace Bolton of the EU office in Dublin, Italy has the highest rate of over 65s in the European Union.
According to Eurostat figures, Ireland has the smallest proportion of citizens aged over 65 in the EU at 13%. Italy has the highest at 22%, and the following countries have 20% of their population aged over 65. Finland, Germany, Greece, Portugal and Bulgaria.
The Irish generate some of the highest levels of municipal waste in Europe. New figures from Eurostat show each of us creates an average 576 kilograms of waste annually, putting Ireland 7th highest in the EU league table. According to Grace Bolton of the European Commission Office in Dublin, Danish people generate the most waste.
The average EU citizen produces 492 kilos of municipal waste per person. Ireland is above this level at 576 kilos per person. The highest rate is recorded by Denmark with 766 kilos of waste generated per person. And the lowest level is in Romania with 272 kilos of waste generated per person.
The European Commission is extending the deadline for farmers to apply for direct payments under the Common Agricultural Policy. Member States now have the option to make the new deadline for applications June the 15th, 2020, instead of May the 15th. The extension follows a request from the Italian authorities. Gerry Keighley, head of the EU representation in Ireland, says the extension is necessary as COVID-19 is causing problems for the farming sector.
Well, the CAP payments are a crucial part of the income of farmers, and we want to avoid that some farmers might lose out on their rights because of the coronavirus. So we're giving member states the option of extending the application deadline from May the 15th to June the 15th. But it's up to the member states to take up that option.
3 in 10 Irish women now work part-time. New figures from Eurostat show that the Irish male and female rate for part-time working is close to the EU average. Grace Bolton, head of press for the European Commission in Ireland, said the Netherlands is tops in Europe for part-time working.
When it comes to working part-time, Ireland is fairly close to the European average, where 3 in 10 Irish women work part-time and 1 in 10 Irish men work less than 40 hours a week. This compares with the top participants in part-time working, the Netherlands, where 3/4 of women work part-time and 1/4 of men work part-time.
Irish people are slightly ahead of their European counterparts when it comes to engagement with government departments via the internet. New figures from Eurostat show that the figure is at its highest in the 25 to 34 years of age bracket, with 56% usage. The rate of Irish people between 65 and 74 years of age engaging with state departments or e-government is just 23%. Grace Bolton, head of press for the European Commission in Ireland, says we have some way to go to catch up with Danish users of e-government.
When it comes to consulting government websites, Irish citizens are quite close to the EU average, with 46% consulting such websites during the year. This compares with 9% in Romania and a high of 89% in Denmark.
Ireland is one of the poorest performers in the EU when it comes to spending on environmental protection. New figures from Eurostat show we spend 0.4% of our GDP income in this sector, behind the EU average of 0.8%. The Netherlands is top of the EU table, spending 1.4% of its gross domestic income on environmental matters. Gerry Keighley, who heads up the European Commission representation in Ireland, says the spend is very disappointing.
Well, Ireland's expenditure on environmental protection is only at the level of one third of the EU average as a percentage of GDP, which is not sufficient given that Ireland sells itself so much on its green image.
The percentage of homes occupied by Irish people which are classed as overcrowded is the lowest in Europe, according to new figures from Eurostat. However, the figures show that 10% of non-nationals in Ireland live in overcrowded houses, which puts us third from the bottom. Grace Bolton of the European Commission office in Dublin says the figures show significant levels of families in former communist states live in overcrowded homes.
When it comes to overcrowding as recorded by Eurostat, Romania and Bulgaria record the highest rates of over 45% for their own citizens. By contrast, Ireland recorded a rate of 1% for its own citizens and 10% for non-EU nationals and other EU nationalities living in Ireland.
Ireland spends the least amount of money on defence in Europe as a percentage of our GDP. New figures from Eurostat show we are bottom of the EU defence spending table out of the 27 member states. Grace Bolton of the EU representation in Ireland says the figures show that the Baltic states and countries such as Luxembourg, where the population is one third that of Dublin City, spend more on defence than Ireland.
The average EU country spends 1.2% of their GDP on defence. However, countries like Latvia and Estonia spend as much as 2% on defence, and islands like Ireland and Malta spend as little as 0.34%.
The number of Irish people who pay cash for odd jobs where income tax is not declared is ahead of the EU average. New figures from Eurobarometer show that 35% of Irish people pay cash in hand for such services. The EU average for such jobs, sometimes known as nixers, is 30%. Grace Bolden of the European Commission office in Dublin says the figures suggest that such payments are usually made for small maintenance jobs.
Irish respondents to the Eurobarometer survey on undeclared work identified the following categories as most likely to be paid for in cash: home repairs or renovations, gardening, hairdressing, repair services to a mobile phone or a car, and cleaning and ironing.
Δυο για μια ζωή μου ορκιζόσουν ότι θα είμαστε μαζί, ό,τι κι αν γίνει. Μα τώρα πια δεν είσαι εδώ κι όλα τα βράδια τα περνάω μ' αλκοόλ και νικοτίνη. Και στο δηλώνω ότι θέλω σαν τρελός να επιστρέψεις. Και στο δηλώνω πως πεθαίνω να σε δω. Όμως το ξέρω πως αν έρθεις πάλι θα με καταστρέψεις και ψάχνω τρόπο να σε βγάλω από το μυαλό. Εμείς οι δυο
είχες πει. Ο ένας για τον άλλον άλλη μια φορά κι όπου μας βγάλει. Μα τώρα πια δεν είσαι εδώ και μες στη ζάλη που μου φέρνει το ποτό χάνομαι πάλι. Σαν τρελός να επιστρέψεις και στο δηλώνω πως πεθαίνω να σε δω. Όμως το ξέρω πως αν έρθεις πάλι θα με καταστρέψεις και ψάχνω τρόπο να σε βγάλω από το μυαλό.
The Fianna Fáil MEP Barry Andrews is backing calls for a common debt instrument to tackle the economic fallout of COVID-19 in Europe. Ireland is one of nine countries to look for so-called corona bonds, which would see debt shared across member states. It's reported richer countries like Germany and the Netherlands oppose the idea. Barry Andrews says it's time for the EU to act in solidarity.
The corona bonds, I think, are absolutely critical. I think we have to mutualise the debt that's going to arise from the necessity to reboot the economy. I don't think there's any of the moral hazard that characterises those who oppose these kind of measures in this case, because it's a global health pandemic. There's no question of one country being a laggard and another being a bit more prudent. This is a global problem, and the European Union has to demonstrate solidarity. There has never been a better time to examine the application of mutualization of debt across the 27 member states, particularly in the Eurozone and the Eurozone member states as well. There are clearly an awful lot of measures in place already, and I think more can be done. There's no question. I think the initial stage has gone reasonably well, but it's really going to be a massive test of the capacity of the European Union to reinvent itself in a time of crisis. It's an opportunity to get right some of the things that have been hanging around as problems in the EU before, but that opportunity is coming very soon.
Ireland's newest MEP has cast his first vote in the European Parliament from his kitchen table in County Sligo. COVID-19 travel restrictions mean that the majority of MEPs cannot attend a special plenary session in Brussels to deal with the crisis. It's led to the Parliament taking the unprecedented step of rolling out remote voting. Sinn Féin's Chris McManus recently replaced Matt Carty in the Midlands Northwest constituency.
It's been slightly surreal for myself because I only became an MEP 2 weeks ago, and effectively I arrived out on a Tuesday, and on the Wednesday they told us to head back to your home country. So this is the first time I get to vote. It's quite cumbersome in the manner in which it's done, because they have to email us our ballot, we have to vote accordingly, and then we have to scan an email in return. We had our first vote at approximately 9:30 Irish time this morning, and I done it at my kitchen table. Irish people will be very disappointed to learn that because of the mechanism that has been used, the formula that was used in regards to allocating of structural funds is the one that has been used now. It doesn't reflect the reality that we're living in now, in that this crisis doesn't, of the 27 member states, it doesn't indicate, you know, state, oh, this is a wealthy state or this is a poorer state. We're in a totally new dispensation.
The EU must do more to help its citizens return home from countries they want to leave because of the COVID-19 crisis. The Ireland South MEP says he's getting calls from people stuck abroad who's desperate to come home. He's recommending the EU take control of the situation and charter flights to get stranded EU citizens home.
In South America, I've had several people onto me that are in dire straits now at this stage, with almost martial law in some countries, total lockdown in others. This is putting huge pressure on Irish citizens abroad. And then we have the challenges around Irish doctors and nurses and other medical professionals in Australia, New Zealand and other countries that want to come home, that want to help in the fight against the coronavirus to support their fellow citizens. And they're now stranded, unable to come home as well. So I think the European Union should take control of this. It should charter flights, bring our citizens back, and then we can discuss the issues around the cost of that at a later stage.
Broadcasting on 103.2, this is Dublin City FM.
Now you can follow Europe Today on Twitter.
The Independence for Change MEP Mick Wallace has accused the European Union of failing to show solidarity to other EU countries struggling with the COVID-19 virus. He was speaking in the European Parliament in Brussels recently, which was holding a special plenary session on the coronavirus outbreak.
President von der Leyen said the Commission will mobilise all existing budget resources. So will you reallocate military spending to fight COVID-19? The President said we must help each other. She said history is looking at us. Well, history will damn our lack of solidarity. Italia got more solidarity from China and Cuba than it got from Europe. It will damn us for failing to do enough to challenge US sanctions against countries like Iran and Venezuela. We've condemned them to die. Capitalism has failed the people. We cannot go back to where we were.
Young people need to look after their mental health during the COVID-19 outbreak. That's the view of Midlands Northwest MEP Maria Walsh, who says it's a difficult time for those whose normal routine is disrupted. The Fine Gael MEP recently voted remotely from Mayo on a range of measures in the European Parliament to deal with the impact of the pandemic across the EU. Maria Walsh says many young people may be struggling to cope.
We're asking them to do something that is not normal for them. They're not allowed to go hang out with their friends. They're not allowed to go to school. So structures is often really important for younger people. I would ask and plead parents and our younger people to check out Jigsaw. They have shut their services due to social distancing, as in person to person, but they've launched a great online resource. They have telephones up and active. So give Jigsaw a shout just to talk you through best practices and how to mind your mental health.
Maria Welch also says we need to reach out to older people who aren't tech savvy during the corona crisis. Most MEPs are voting remotely from their homes due to the travel restrictions across Europe. Some of the measures being discussed include a €37 billion investment initiative and changes to the EU Solidarity Fund to cover public health emergencies. Maria Walsh says we can't forget those living in rural areas as the movement of people is restricted.
Not everybody has a smartphone. Not everybody has a strong Wi-Fi service going into their house. Not everybody is comfortable and knows how to use the internet. So we need to make sure that we make a list of people. If we can stop in and make sure groceries are dropped at the door, if we can stand outside a window and wave to our neighbor who might be elderly, they're most vulnerable are often in rural areas in Midlands Northwest, the 13 counties here, have a huge number of citizens that are most at risk.
The European Parliament held a special session in Brussels yesterday to deal with the COVID-19 crisis. MEPs were to vote on three major issues to help ease the impact the coronavirus is having on all of us. In an unprecedented move, many MEPs will vote remotely as travel restrictions mean they can't physically go to Brussels. The Fine Gael MEP, Mairead McGuinness, says the EU can do a lot to help Europe cope with the fallout of COVID-19.
What we'll be doing in our voting session is to make sure that the rules which allow aeroplanes, for example, not to have to fly because they can't be flying because passengers are not moving. So we have a development on airport slots. We also will be freeing up money that's currently in the system to be used for the emergency that we find ourselves in. But the focus now is on making sure that public health is prioritised, that borders are kept open for the important equipment that is needed to ensure public health and to help those who are very ill. And that equally, when it comes to the food industry, that again, borders are kept open so that supplies can continue. And it is really to recognise that this is a pan-European problem, unprecedented in its impact and its source, and that we are entirely focusing only on those things that help us through this crisis.
The European Parliament held a special session in Brussels yesterday to deal with the COVID-19 crisis. MEPs were to vote on three major issues to help ease the impact the coronavirus is having on all of us. In an unprecedented move, many MEPs will vote remotely as travel restrictions mean they can't physically travel to Brussels. Karen Coleman, the editor of Europarl Radio, explains the process.
Today's special session of the European Parliament comes at an extraordinary time in European and global history. The Parliament is holding this session as EU countries deal with the profound health and economic impact of the virus, with countries like Spain and Italy struggling to cope. MEPs will vote today on three EU measures to help people and businesses handle the impact of the corona outbreak. The first is the Coronavirus Response Initiative, which will make €37 billion available to EU countries to address the consequences of the crisis. The second measure aims to extend the scope of the EU Solidarity Fund to cover public health emergencies. And the final initiative is a European Commission proposal to stop the so-called ghost flights caused by the COVID-19 crisis. Today's vote in the European Parliament takes place at a time when there are unprecedented travel restrictions across Europe. Many of the MEPs will have to vote remotely, as they won't be able to make it to the Parliament in Brussels. Instead, they'll email their voting preferences, which will then be noted. Remote working looks set to be the modus operandi for many MEPs in the weeks ahead, as Belgium and other EU countries continue with tough travel restrictions. Like millions of workers across the EU, MEPs will also have to work at home and carry out their parliamentary tasks from a distance. Karen Coleman, Europarl Radio.
The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, warned recently that cybercrime in the EU has increased due to the coronavirus outbreak. Cyber criminals are taking advantage of the increasing amount of time that people spend online due to new measures taken by member states to stop the spread of the virus, while they also benefit from the health crisis itself. They follow us online and exploit our concerns about the coronavirus. Our fear becomes their business opportunity, von der Leyen said recently. Meanwhile, more and more hospitals, research hubs and medical centres are being targeted by organised cyber units which are after information, intelligence and system accessibility. Here's President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen.
To reduce the spread of the coronavirus, many Europeans simply need to stay at home. We cannot move around, meet and socialise. As a result, people telework and spend much time online. Unfortunately, criminals take advantage of this. They follow us online and exploit our concerns about the coronavirus. Our fear becomes their business opportunity. According to our European Union agencies, the amount of cybercrime in the European Union has increased. And the number of fake medicines, disinfection sprays, or miracle cures sold online is staggering. The medical products most often offered online these days are counterfeit surgical masks. We work with the national governments and the European Union agencies to address this and to keep people safe. Our police cooperation agency, Europol, has supported in the past weeks a global operation against trafficking in counterfeit medicines. As a result of this operation, more than 4.4 million units of illicit pharmaceuticals were seized worldwide. 37 organized crime groups were dismantled. 121 arrests were made. And 2,500 links, websites, social media, online marketplaces, adverts, were taken down. 90 countries took part in the operation. It is important to be prepared. Our European Union agency provides advice about how you can protect yourself. Please check whether websites are really maintained by a trustworthy entity. Do not install applications that promise to track your symptoms or the spread of the virus. Think twice what medicine you buy online and where it comes from. If a vaccine against the coronavirus is developed, your government and public institutions in general will announce it. You will know about it from trustworthy sources. Until then, we will continue working closely with the national governments, with the help of our agencies, to keep counterfeit medicine out of your way.
Ganz ehrlich, ernst nicht wir, würde ich sonst nicht gönnen. Wenn ich sie nahe wäre. düşmüş nişmehem. Ich wiederhole mich nur, wer von mir selbst genervt. Nicht von dir zu reden, fällt mir echt grad richtig schwer. Und wenn wir schon dabei sind, bei sind, wir beide müssen dringend was klären. Jetzt, wo wir zwei allein sind, dein sind, versuch ich dir jetzt mal zu erklären, wie ich grad drauf bin, so kenn ich mich nicht, ich mich nicht. Wusste gar nicht, dass es sowas gibt. Und wenn wir schon dabei sind, bei sind, wollt ihr nur sagen, dass ich dich lieb. Ich glaube, es kann passieren, dass ich für immer bleib. Bin ich unterwegs, bist du mein Daheim. Check zum ersten Mal, wofür FaceTime ist. Mir ist jetzt endlich klar, wovon Alicia eigentlich singt. Und wenn wir schon dabei sind, bei sind, wir beide müssen dringend was klären. Jetzt, wo wir zwei allein sind, dein sind, versuch ich dir jetzt mal zu erklären, wie ich grad drauf bin, so kenn ich mich nicht, ich mich nicht. Wusste gar nicht, dass es sowas gibt. Und wenn wir schon dabei sind, bei sind, wollt ihr nur sagen, dass ich dich lieb.
Well, I'm afraid that's all we have time for this week's folks. If you want to get in contact with us, give us a ring on 865-8020. That's 865-8020. Or you can text us on 087-977-1032. Don't forget to check out our website support platform, which is europetoday.ie. That'll have a link to some of the items we spoke about tonight. Join us again here on 103.2 Dublin City FM at the same time next week for your programme Europe Today. And in the meantime, please take care of each other through these very difficult times.